Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Tonight is the public hearing on the proposed 2016 budget for Tompkins County that the county legislature has been working on for a long time. If you would like to be able to have a chance to speak to us tonight about the budget, I would ask that you please sign one of the blue cards in the back and pass it up if you haven't done that already. We're not timing people tonight, but just be responsible is all we ask in the time that you take. I'd like to point out, in addition to the legislators who are here tonight, we have one of our legislator elects, Rich John, is in the audience, so he's able to hear this. Anna Kellis, the other one who was elected, really wanted to be here tonight, but was had a conflict and wasn't able to come tonight. But word from the Board of Elections is that we should have certification of those elections by early next week, and they will be able to join us. The first thing I'd like to do is turn to the chair of our Budget and Personnel Committee, who is Jim Dennis, to give us a little brief rundown about the budget process and the budget. He's promised not to speak all evening, and then we'll turn to folks for comments.
Thank you very much, Michael. Let me just start with the numbers right away. This is a 2016 tentative budget. This is a public hearing. As the chair mentioned, we vote on this budget on the 17th of November, and up until that time, all of you have the opportunity to put in amendments or even on the floor the last evening. Let me just start out. This is a total spending plan of $171 million. It's an increase of 1.8%. The local spending is $85 million. That also is an increase of 1.8%. The tax levy is $46.7 million. It's an increase of $518,278, an increase of 1.12%. Our tax cap that we started out the budget with this year is 1.8%. The tax rate is $6.73 per $1,000 of assessed value. That's roughly a decrease of 13% per $1,000. And that is also figured, that's a decrease of 1.8%. Translated, an owner of a median valued home that was $165K in 2014 is now $170K. It is roughly in 2015. It will be $13.62 increase. The point of emphasis that I'm sure all of you know and have thought about and talked about, the sustained current level of service, accommodated restrained wage growth from agreements that are now in place for almost all of our employees, with the exception of the Road Patrol, across the board, 2% increases for all agencies. Many receive more via OTRs. Major step toward closing the library structural deficit. And we also address some critical staffing needs, one in finance, two in the 9/11 center, and the early intervention program. Also, there were investments in staff training and technology. We addressed also some deferred needs like vehicles and our facilities through the capital plan. A significant set-aside for reentry programs, and a first increase in property tax-supported funding for TCAT in many years. We've been at this for roughly 2 months, and attended well by all of the legislators, and this is what we have come up with, and I'm here to listen to the public as well as the rest of the people in the room to find out what they think about what our spending plan for 2016 is. So, thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Our budget officer is Joe Mariana. Joe, did you want to add anything? He's also our county administrator, I should add.
I think Jim has summarized it well. Thank you.
Thank you. Then let's go right to the public. We're glad to hear your comments. Have several blue cards. Don't be shy about turning them in if you haven't done so already. We have Grace McMenamin, please. Could you step to one of the microphones toward the back?
Thank you, and good evening. I won't take too much of your time. I've been a resident in the town of Ithaca for the past 7 years. Before that, I lived about 12 miles out of town. And every time I read about the budget, I stew about it a little bit, and I don't do anything. And tonight, on a beautiful rainy night that we have, I thought I would just come out and just make a few comments, and then I can kind of let it pass, I guess. I always notice that we use this medium income or medium price of $165,000, $170,000. And in this particular article, $5 a household wasn't considered significant for an increase. And this person, whoever made this comment in the article, said that that shouldn't be very much money per household. As a person who's lived in the country, I know that oftentimes people have to spend a lot of money to get to their work, which means gas. And I know gas is very inexpensive now, but that's not always going to be this way. As a realtor for over 30 years in Tompkins County, I know that most houses now are selling for around $200,000 in the town of Ithaca. I'm pretty sure we don't have a lot of $150,000 or $60,000 houses. And if we do, those people are living quite far out of town. I also noticed from the article that the taxes have gone up consecutively for the past 10 years. As a budding senior citizen, and soon at some point when I stop selling real estate to be on a fixed income, many of my peers and many of my friends are faced with this ever-growing tax burden. We are one of the worst taxed counties in the state, and it doesn't seem like anybody's using the eraser on the end of the pencil. I know that there are things that have to be covered. I'm a big proponent for Tompkins Learning Partners, and I've come to you for thanking you for supporting adult literacy. But that doesn't mean that we can sustain this increase of taxes. I'm sure my little speech tonight's not going to matter, but I really hope you'll think about not just the people immediately close to the city of Ithaca, but there are many people out in the rural areas that $5 per household is $20 if there's a family of four. That's significant to many people. And if you're a senior citizen, it's significant to them too. And the other thing is, taxes are like compound interest. They just don't go away. They keep compounding. So this year it's $13. Next year it's $13 on top of $13, or $13 on top of that. So the tax burden keeps going up. I can't understand why there's not 1,000 people here speaking to you tonight, or 2,000 people. I don't know if Tompkins County just likes paying taxes, or you all have lots of money to pay it, to pay for taxes. But I know I'm single, I am self-employed, and I take care of everything myself. And every time the tax burden goes up, that's another work sale I have to make, or get a second job to support my house. So, again, I know you're doing the best you can, but it just seems like there's got to be some relief sometime. So thank you for your work. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And your comments do matter. We appreciate your coming out tonight. Could we have Kevin Kelly next, please?
Hello, I'm Kevin Kelly, and I'm board president for Opportunities, Alternatives, and Resources of Tompkins County. And I'm here to thank you for your continued support for OAR. And also wanted to take some time tonight and thank you for the $100,000 you approved for comprehensive reentry in Tompkins County. A lot of us partners are working together to reach this goal. Thanks to your support and support of the community, we are leading by example here. You know, I was invited about a month ago to speak in Dutchess County by Joel Tyner, one of the county legislators there, and I was on a panel to talk about some of his criminal justice reform initiatives, and he wanted us to talk about what OAR has been doing over the last 40 years here in Tompkins County, including our bail fund. And on the panel with me was another person from the Kings County District Attorney's Office, where they have a reentry specialist. And, you know, she bragged that Brooklyn is the mecca of reentry and went through their program there. So when it was my turn to talk, I was able to say, well, with the work we've been doing at OAR over the last 40 years, I like to say that we've been doing reentry before it was cool. So it was a nice chance to talk about what we do there, and I think there's some momentum there. for programs like this to expand around the state, and I thank you for your continued support. People, of course, when they commit crimes, need to be punished, and you have your funding of the jail and our justice system. But they don't unnecessarily need to be disabled for the rest of our lives. These are unnecessary public charges that are created. So when we have some community organizations working together right now, the money that you've provided us to work together can go a long way right now. So I appreciate that, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Kevin. Christian Shaw.
Hello, good evening, folks. My name is Christian Shaw. I am the Research and Education Director for Plastic Tides. We address all sorts of plastic pollution issues here in Tompkins County and abroad. And I'm here tonight to speak with you about the potential bill that we're going to have banning the sale of microbeads here in Tompkins County. We're really excited about the prospect of that bill and our strong proponents. And when it comes to the budget, if that bill does get passed, as we hope to see it does, we want to make sure that that bill is appropriately enforced. And so the Department of Weights and Measures definitely needs to be properly funded so that that can happen. And I know that there's a bit of an issue right now with the workload and how it's being covered. So if we do have that bill, we'd definitely really like to see, some good enforcement out there and, see microbead products off shelves all across Tompkins County. I'd like to see that happen quickly. So that's all I have to say. Thanks. Have a nice night.
Thank you for those comments. Nathan Fawcett.
Good evening. I'm Nathan Fawcett. I'm the president of the Friends of the Tompkins County Public Library and represent about 350 members and about 150 active volunteers at our semi-annual book sales. And as most of you know, we generate a fair amount of income from those book sales due to the generosity of the community's donations of books to us and are able to be the major funder of the acquisition budget for the Tompkins County Public Library as a result, in addition to other grants we make in the community. You also may recall that back in 2013-14, our board passed a resolution supporting the findings of the working group, library legislative working group, on the structural budget deficit of the library and recommending that it be fully implemented. I'm simply here tonight to thank all of you for having done so. For our volunteers who put in all those thousands and thousands of hours to provide grants to the library, the benefit of their work doesn't see a result if there's not a viable core budget supporting the library and the staff so those books and materials can circulate and other programs can be implemented. So for us, the stabilization of the funding deficit was an important objective, and we're very grateful that the legislature has supported it over the last 3 years and has recommended a funding increment for the library this year. So simply here to say thanks and appreciation for your good work. Thank you.
Nathan, thanks. And thanks back to the Friends of the Library for all its great work. Susan Curry.
I'm here to say thank you as well. At the library, as you've heard me say, we see the entire community walk through the doors. We see every issue and every problem, but also great joy as people use the resources for literacy and reading and education, cultural and civic engagement. And I know from the years that I've come to hear all the budget meetings and the discussion how complicated it is to try to figure out how to divvy up the money. And we're very, very appreciative of all of the support for the library, particularly for the over-target requests for the past couple of years. And you have our commitment to serve the community as best as we possibly can. So I'm here to say thank you as well and great appreciation for the many hours you spend here. So thank you.
Thank you. That's the last blue card I have. Is there anyone else out there that would like to speak tonight? Well, I guess not. Is there any reason we shouldn't be closing the public hearing then? Move to adjourn the public hearing. Thank you. Thank you all for being here.